But the really important aspect of burnout is not just exhaustion. It is this feeling of this negative feeling about the job and the people and this take this job and shove it. It's this cynicism, this, you know, depersonalizing people. And it leads you to do the job in not a great way. You know, you're going to cut corners. You're going to do the bare minimum rather than trying to do your very best. And so burnout has these real impact on, you know, the quality of whatever it is, the service or the care or the education or whatever it is that you are providing. And where we were seeing it, at least initially, was primarily in any kinds of occupations where people are working with other people in some capacity.
And there's a term you describe in some of your interviews, which I think you kind of touched on, dehumanization in self-defense. What's that?
Well, that was one of the things that I, when I first was hearing these stories in my interviews, I was trying to look for concepts in psychology or sociology or somewhere that might, you know, capture what was going on. And so there was a concept out there that I found called dehumanization and self-defense. And the idea was that you begin to treat other human beings in non-human ways, as objects, as things, rather than the person, so that you would not get as emotionally involved as you would with another human being. So you might, if you're in a hospital, you might be talking about, you know, the infarction in room 202, rather than, you know, Grace Smith, who's, you know, an elderly woman, et cetera, et cetera. So this dehumanization, I was thinking maybe this is related to that aspect of cynicism, depersonalizing the students, the patients, the customers, whoever they are that you're working with, as a way of protecting yourself against, you know, all of the feelings and that you may be feeling about having to deal with somebody in that context.